T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
All right, anybody else see the eerie parallels between yesterday's Russia story and what happened in 2016? Is it just me? I don't think so. And here's the deal. If you missed it, you heard it a second ago, intelligence officials think Russian hackers are once again trying to influence the United States elections. And for the life of me, I have no idea why everybody's surprised by that.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
So now cue Adam Schiff having a fainting spell, please. Dust off all those lower third banners like I showed you a minute ago, proclaiming cheating by Donald Trump. Hell, let's save them some overtime money, and I want us to recue some of the fake outrage that they played 4 years ago and in the past 4 years, because we're going to hear a lot of it for the next 270 days.
We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way, no how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Just a little clip, just a reminder of what we listened to in recent years. But seriously, to prep you for the liberal outrage you're going to hear today, and maybe even your own office or on social media, I want you to remember almost exactly 4 years ago, intelligence officials gave this same news to number one, Congress, and number two, a gentleman named Barack Hussein Obama. Anybody remember that? How did they handle that back then? Well, at the time, instead of making it public and warning the candidates that Russia was attempting to influence the election, they weaponized it. Operation Crossfire Hurricane was born. And the man in the crossfire just happened to be the political opponent of the Democrats. Imagine that. He threatened everything they stood for, everything Barack Obama had accomplished with a pen and a phone. So instead of a simple phone call or a meeting to try to warn the Trump campaign of what was coming, they decided to encourage it, surveil it, see Carter Page here, and set up an insurance policy just in case their candidate lost. It's deja vu all over again. This is what happened 4 years ago after this exact same story was told by intelligence officials. Now, for those not keeping track, let me run down a few numbers for you about what happened next. They got Robert Mueller appointed as special prosecutor. I want to read this so I get my numbers right. They employed 19 high-priced, mostly Democrat lawyers, 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, other professional staff, issued 2,800 subpoenas, executed 500 search warrants, some of them at gunpoint, and made 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and then they interviewed 500 witnesses. I want to make sure I got that right. And by the way, let me read you the conclusion, and I quote here. The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, end quote. The Mueller report, the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, was a stain on the fabric of American politics, folks. And let's name names. It's an embarrassment that the Obamas, the Clintons, the DNC, John McCain, James Comey, John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page had enough power to launch a $25 million, 24-month-long investigation, all based on conjecture and lies. Lies that were dug up by rotten, cheating operatives for the Democratic Party and rhinos to try to give Hillary an excuse for losing. It was expensive. It was exhaustive to try to find wrongdoing under some rock. We know he must be guilty of something, and it failed spectacularly. Now, back to yesterday's news. The Russians once again may be trying to influence an American election. Imagine that. Since we know it, it ought to be a lot more easier. It ought to be a lot easier to fix, right? It should be more difficult for them. We know they're trying to do it. And since Donald Trump's been president, you have to point this out. We have doubled the sanctions that we have against Russia for the last intrusion. The most extensive sanctions in the history of our two countries are on Russia right now. So here's the most important part of this equation. You have one country dabbling in another country's election. Shocker. That's not a new strategy. The United States has been doing the exact same thing to other countries for years. All countries do this. A former Barack Obama operative set up a political action group in Israel back in 2014 with the stated goal of defeating Benjamin Netanyahu. Why? Because Barack Obama and the Democrats didn't like the policies of Benjamin Netanyahu. Nothing here is surprising. We know it's happening, right? So we can be prepared for it. And here's the final story here. Boris and Natasha can try all they want, but at the end of the day, here's what we know. Not a single Russian is going to vote this November.
You have great idea.
No, but I have defective cord and electric pencil sharpener.
I have it, darling. A contest. I like being evil because, in 25 words or less.
I like it. I like it.
Deja vu all over again, folks. I'm just telling you, they're going to be whipped into a frenzy today. But they use this very same information as a weapon in the 2016 election cycle. We're not going to let them get away with it again. That's all. It failed miserably the first time, and it'll fail again.
Get more at 971talk.com.